DNA find in New York prisoner hunt.
Just about 25 miles from the prison.
Charleston unites.
You are about to step into the history books.
President Obama and America's history of racism.
Using the N-word.
A young star makes his mark.
Jordan Spieth has won the U.S. Open.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's tantalizing new evidence in the manhunt for two escaped killers in northern New York, suggesting they might not be far from the prison they cut their way out of just over 2 weeks ago. DNA has been found. CBS's Anna Werner is in Owl's Head, New York.
This DNA evidence, CBS News confirmed that it comes from a cabin that police and investigators are saying one or both of the escapees may have broken into. We saw police, they're searching every car. They've once again set up roadblocks. You know, very much the same sort of drill that they do when they go into a new area.
Two towns were searched near the Pennsylvania border yesterday after a possible sighting, but that turned up nothing. Now to Charleston, South Carolina, where it was a Sunday of healing just days after nine people were murdered in an historic black church. And last night, as CBS's Peter King tells us, people came together on a local bridge.
Organizers say it was a triumphant response after four dark days.
You are about to step not only onto a bridge, you are about to step into the history books.
And with that, thousands of people started walking up the Arthur Avenel Bridge from both sides till they met in the middle and held hands. It was a steep climb and a hot summer night. Mary Gibson didn't care.
The best people in the world were slaughtered for no reason. And I feel a great affinity for them. What happened does not represent our city at all.
Mission accomplished for organizers who wanted to send a simple message. Charleston united. Peter King, CBS News, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
Reacting to Charleston and speaking out about racism, President Obama is not holding back. Live to White House correspondent Pam Coulter.
Steve, in the first ever presidential interview in a garage, the nation's first black president spoke about the enduring chasm between the races in blunt terms that may be shocking to some.
Racism, we are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public.
The president, sad and angry that nine black worshipers were gunned down in Charleston, also expressed frustration at the grip of the NRA on Congress, saying when nothing was done after six-year-olds were killed at Sandy Hook, he was disgusted. Steve?
The Guardian newspaper reports the leader of a white supremacist group mentioned by the accused Charleston shooter in his writings has made $65,000 in donations to Republicans. One of them, Texas Senator and presidential candidate Ted Cruz, says he'll return the $8,500 he received. In South Carolina, there are increasing calls for the Confederate flag to be taken down at the State House in Columbia. Lonnie Randolph is the state's NAACP president.
We all know what it stands for. Colored bathrooms, separate and unequal, hostile treatment of people, lynching, murdering of people.
Randy Burbidge is with the group Sons of Confederate Veterans. He sees it as a tribute.
Had 57 Confederate relatives fighting the war. 16 of them didn't come home. 16 came home missing an arm or a leg. That's what this flag is about to us.
In New Orleans, a rookie police officer and his trainer spotted the subject of a manhunt getting on a city bus yesterday. Now, 33-year-old Travis Boys is in custody. He's believed to have shot and killed an officer to make his escape as he was being taken to jail. He was caught still wearing handcuffs. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says the officer, Daryl Holloway, has been on the force for more than 20 years.
This is a terrible, unspeakable tragedy for a city of New Orleans. And it's going to take time for us to recover.
And police say it's not clear how Boys got his hands on the gun used in Holloway's death. The officer's gun was still in its holster and wasn't used. A search near a hiking trail in New Mexico has found the body of 61-year-old Walter Scheib. He's a former White House chef who worked for Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. Scheib disappeared just over a week ago after he went on a hike by himself. New Mexico State Police Sergeant Elizabeth Armijo.
The terrain is very rugged and mountainous. It's a very high elevation and a very steep incline. And his body was not on the trail.
The cause of death is not clear. An autopsy will be performed. Afghanistan's parliament building in Kabul was targeted today by the Taliban. A suicide bomber hit the entrance, but security forces were able to hold off the attackers and kill all seven gunmen. More than 30 people were hurt. Wall Street seems optimistic a deal will be worked out to save Greece from default. Signs point to a strong opening for stocks in about 90 minutes. Let's go live to the foreign desk in CBS's Vicky Barker.
EU officials have had a cautiously optimistic response to the latest proposals from Greece's ruling Syriza party. But analyst Philippe Legrand warns a true breakthrough is going to be tough.
It's going to require compromise on both sides, a commitment from Syriza to make difficult reforms, and a commitment from the creditors to accept the need for debt relief now.
EU leaders meeting an emergency summit later, but any deal they reach would have to be approved by the IMF, the European Commission, and the European Central Bank. And the clock's ticking down to next week's final deadline. Steve?
When Taylor Swift speaks, it's hard to just shake it off. Hours after she blasted Apple, the company has agreed to pay royalties to artists and labels for music played during a free 3-month trial of its new streaming service.
They have telegraphed to Taylor Swift and to the world that they are going to do the right thing.
NYU business professor Larry Miller. Turns out a green jacket was just the start of a major year for a talented Texan. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Golf has a new superstar.
Jordan Spieth has won the U.S. Open.
In April, Jordan Spieth won the Masters. Yesterday, he won the U.S. Open. At 21, he is the youngest ever to win both in the same year.
To have two in one year, that's hard to wrap my head around.
The ending was dramatic. Spieth, already in the clubhouse, was tied with Dustin Johnson at 4 under par. Johnson was on the 18th green with a chance to win it, tie it, or lose it. His first putt for the win missed. When his second putt from just 4 feet for a tie also missed, Spieth was champion. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the U.S. Open.
At the Women's World Cup, Team USA returns to action later today, taking on Colombia. The United States is well-rested, and Colombia is confident. Jerika Duncan has a preview from Toronto.
28th-ranked Colombia scored the upset of the tournament last week against number 3 France. Colombian star Lady Andrade is predicting an even bigger upset. She told USA Today that the Americans belittle us. We're going to beat them since they like to talk so much. The U.S. goes into Monday night's match well-rested. They've had 5 days off and 5 days to sort out their offensive woes. The team has scored just 4 goals in its first 3 games. Coach Jill Ellis expects more from forward Alex Morgan, who seems fully recovered from a nagging knee bruise.
I'm not concerned. At the end of the day, we have to score one more than our opponent.
Jerika Duncan, CBS News, Toronto.
And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.